Good morning, good morning. Here we are. It's Thursday, Parking Lot Wisdom Day here on the podcast, Energy the Untamed Heart. I'm your host, Miel Fox. Hello, hello, hello. Of course, I'm in the car, in the parking lot. It's pouring rain, so you may, instead of a music background, you may get raindrops on the glass. So there it is. Hopefully you'll hear me nice and clear. I got on this morning. I'm like, gosh, I wonder what I really want to share today. And I have so many things to share that sometimes I almost have a hiccup in what to share. That's a really interesting thing because I'm going to give you the numerology piece of this. My ruling number is a 7. And for those of you who want to know a little more about ruling numbers, you can reach out to me. You can jump on the website. There's a free PDF about how do you calculate your ruling number? What does it really mean? But let me just simplify to say that as energy, as everybody's energy, everything around us is energy. Everything holds the capacity for energy. Numbers are a language through which you can learn about your general way of being as your soul in a human body here, and the tendencies and influences with which you express yourself. So I'll give you a little hint. So as a ruling number 7, sometimes I have a tendency to get stuck in what I want to do, what I want to say, what's my next thing. And that ambivalence and stuckness is a pretty common trait until I get going. So what that means is when I get stuck, I need to move. I need to just get out and do something and shuffle the energy around so I can think a little clearer. And then the second piece of a 7 is it's all about not being attached to an outcome, just taking a step, taking an inspired step. So I want to share this piece with you because it's important. So when I first started this podcast, honestly, I didn't know anything about a podcast. I fell into a multi-day free workshop and, hey, do you want to make a podcast? And I'm like, what's a podcast? So anyhow, you're like, how do you not know this? Well, because, you know, I kind of live with my head in the sand some days and I'm not really on social media. I am now, but I wasn't before. So anyhow, fast forward, I didn't know what a podcast was, right? So I found that out and then I'm like, oh, well, I guess I could do this. Sounds good. I like to talk. I got a lot to say. What the heck? So here we are with a podcast. That being said, since I had no idea how this was going to work, I really leaned into that energy of my 7, which is just take a step. Just take one step. Just take an inspired action step in a direction, and the next piece will show up for you. And I have to say, quite honestly, that is so true. It is just the way our universe works for us. You don't need all the answers. You don't need all the little steps. You don't need, you know, the cut and dry. You're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You just plain old need to lean into listening to your heart and following your intuition and your gut and just do something. When you just do a something towards a vision or a goal, the next thing shows up for you. Is it my goal in life that this is all I'm going to do is give you guys a podcast and talk on a Thursday morning in the pouring rain in a parking lot? Probably not. There's probably more coming. But what is it? It's another way for me to get out here and share the message that I think is so important to share with the conscious collective, which is we have spent so much energy and time covering up the sound and the message and the whispering of our heart, of our soul, that we don't even know who the heck we are anymore. We don't even know how it is we walk through the world. We see what we want to see because that's the filter through which we choose to project our life. And what I want to say is there's a lot to this, but it's simple, but not, it's easy, but not simple. It's simple, but not easy, whatever the phrase is, because you have to want it. You have to want to make a change. You have to want to recognize that some of the things that go on in your world, guess what? You chose it. You created it. It's your rock and roll movie. And just as much as you may be like, I don't really love the way my life looks right now. All right. Well, if you don't love it, make some kind of inspired, unconditional action step towards something else and trust and hold faith that things will start to shift and change one breadcrumb at a time towards what that is that you envision for yourself. Is it going to happen in a day? No. Is it going to happen in a month? Maybe not. Is it going to happen if you're consistent? And here's the key, you have got to take an inspired action step. You can't just like say the thing and expect it's going to show up tomorrow and you don't do diddly poop. Sorry, doesn't work that way. So on today, Thursday, I'm going to share with you the contract card for the day, which is also important because it's the universal influence that impacts part of our day here happens to be the Three of Spades, which is important because the Three is about expansion and abundance and joy and fun and having things kind of all together and doing the thing. The Spades is about either transformation and or work and action. So if you think about the high vibrational end of what could a three energy mean for us, it means have joy in what you do today. It's that simple. Like maybe you're getting your garden started. Maybe you're going to work. Maybe you're baking cookies. Maybe you're cleaning the toilet. I don't know. But whatever that is, you have the choice to decide, how does this want to look to me? How do I want to bring expansiveness and joy in the moment through the actions that I take today into my world? That's your high energy of the Three of Spades. If you happen to be Debbie Downer and really not engaging in that, then you're on the lower end of the Three of Spades, which is basically worry, concern, I'm overwhelmed with all the work I have to do, nothing ever works my way, what am I going to do, all the things. So what I'm trying to say here is simply, and then I'll jump off, every number holds energetic frequency and vibration. That is a scientific fact. I don't make that up. Within that, there is a range, low to high, 0 to 10. Pick your scale. I don't care what it is. You, as a human, a soul in a human body, every moment of every day, have the capacity, this is the important part, the capacity to choose how will you utilize that energy. Will you use it in a way that is befitting for your higher self? Or will you stay in the muck and just wallow in it? That's what I mean when I say we have free will and choice. If you have the awareness to say, oh, it's good, it's bad. Okay, here's the mic drop bomb. You're all ready. If you actually hold the awareness and the thought blips through your brain like, oh, this is this or this is that. That awareness, that peace, that awareness of it feels like this, it appears to be like that. That awareness alone is step one to the key to making the shift and the change. If you're wandering around through this world completely blinders on and you have zero awareness of anything and all you think is what's directly in front of you, that's an indicator that you're spending an awful lot of your time in your fear, flight, and freeze side of your body. And when you're there, you can't do diddly. You can't, because your body's like, hey, hang on a second. I'm doing everything I can to keep you alive and save you. So that means I can't give you extra space to be expansive and grow and have joy and think out of the box and tap into quantum and all the things, because you're too busy trying to stay alive. That's what your stress, and that's what that part of your nervous system is doing for you. When you can find your way out of that by, there's a variety of modalities to help you get more grounded, to help you work your way to that calmer, harmonic side of your nervous system, that's the place that you can be open to awareness, open to inspired action, open to following a vision, open to walking the trail of breadcrumbs. All right. That's all I'm going to say, because it's time for me to go to work. What I will offer to you is, if this sounds anything of any interest, I'm going to leave some links in the show notes that I'm offering two events coming right up. One is a fundraiser that's all about nervous system regulation. All funds will go as proceeds to our local horse council. And the second will be a summit, a free summit, that is going to be released April 1st, and there will be a sign up for that. It's a collected series of videos from some of our top consciousness leaders who have graciously donated their time and video to share how they live their life and lead from the heart. So if you want that, that link will also be in the show notes for you. And of course, you know, you can follow me here, Energy of the Untamed Heart, all the platforms. You can find me on the website, foxdenenergetics.com. You can jump into the private Facebook group, same name. I'll put all the links in the show notes for y'all, so you don't even have to work all that hard. So with that, Parking Lot Wisdom on a Thursday, I thank you so much for tuning in. Please leave a 5-star review if this resonated for you, and or tag a friend. The more you share, the more you care, right? So there it is, and stay dry on this rainy day if you're in my neck of the woods, because, man, it's wet. All right, y'all. Catch you later.